Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Thanks so much for joining us. You missed some incredible radio in this first hour, and it was all about the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We had live exclusive interview with Jim Zuzak, who is starting his new job as the Belmont County Sheriff today. This morning, we had him on live exclusive interview, his first morning as the Belmont County Sheriff. And what a morning to start your career as a sheriff in Belmont County. Holy cow. But he said that there were no accidents reported with the county or with the state. I mean, we really dodged a bullet here. This is wonderful, wonderful news. And you heard it all right here exclusively on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And then later on this morning, this past hour, we had Matt Bruning, who is the press secretary for ODOT, for the state of Ohio, not just our district here. And he gave us the latest information regarding the 19 plow trucks that are clearing our roads here in Belmont County, state roads in Belmont County, and gave us lots of other information as well. You really missed a great hour of local information all right here. And, of course, the ongoing Sean Fluharty fiasco. David Delk, a lawyer, a good guy here in the Valley, was rightly complaining about these pathetic TV stations that we have, 7 and 9. They're both dying, by the way. They're both dying. 7, my sources tell me, just fired their latest general manager, and now they're going to have a regional general manager, which means that they're losing money hand over fist, and they're trying to cut costs and burn the furniture and all that. It's really, really quite pathetic. And they're on their third or fourth sales manager now in the past, I don't know, year or something like that. I mean, it's heartbreaking considering what Channel 7 and 9, what they both used to be. They used to be legitimate news sources. They used to have good reporters, both stations, both, I know. I know it's hard to believe, but there was a time when they were actually legit news operations. Now they're just dying. I mean, they're just dying. It's impossible to watch. Last night especially, my God. If you're watching the football game on 9 or if you're watching the Golden Globes on 7, mostly for Nikki Glaser's great roasting skills, both stations ruined it. And David Delk, to his credit, posted that on Facebook, saying essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, that they ruined it because you had all of this crap that they added to the screen, so you couldn't barely watch the football game. You couldn't see any of the information that the network was giving you below the bottom part of the screen regarding the football game, because they were adding, 9 was adding all of this stuff about, oh, this school's closed, that school. They're all closed, for God's sake. And the snowbird thing, and then 7 was even worse with all the stuff at the bottom, and some advertiser that the thing was too small to even read what the advertiser was. It serves you right for advertising on 7. And then they had something in the upper left hand corner of the screen. It was sort of like a bad imitation of watching the NFL on Nickelodeon. Have you ever seen any of these broadcasts, NFL games, on Nickelodeon? It's as if you're watching an NFL game while you're on an LSD trip, and not a very pleasant one. But it was sort of like that, 7 and 9. And so he rightly made a post, wrote a post about, you know, how awful it was. And I tried to explain to the people that this was an opportunity for both stations to try to salvage whatever they could by trying to make whatever money they can with sponsorships. And out of the blue comes a West Virginia delegate, Sean Fluharty, or as he is known on Twitter as the WVU Flu. And he starts attacking me. And he said, Dimitri, do you think Channel 9 is making money off of showing school closures? He actually asked that question. This is how clueless Sean Fluharty is. And this guy is actually a lawyer. He actually passed the test or a bar, whatever the hell it's called, to actually be a lawyer. And he says, do you think Channel 9 is making money off of showing school closures? Even in the conspiracy playground you live in, this doesn't make sense. Actually, it makes all the sense in the world, you idiot. What do you think Snowbird is? It's a vehicle for them to make money by getting sponsors to spend money on 9 to keep 9 operational. Of course, it's a way for them to make money. You can't be that clueless, Sean Fluharty. And he's going back and forth and back and forth. And so I've asked him now 4 or 5 times on David Delk's thread here about coming on the show and saying, hey, you want to talk about this? I mean, you're a very brave keyboard warrior, Sean Fluharty. Would you like to come on? In fact, here's what I wrote. Sean, right, so you're so angry it threw you into last year. All right, so you don't want to be our special guest on my talk show, Sean? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So wait a few minutes. Still waiting for your reply, keyboard warrior. Because he didn't reply at all. Not at all. So I wait a few more minutes, and I post another thing. Still waiting. And then during the network newscast, I posted this. Our network, to Sean Fluharty, our network news just ended. We can have you on after the Herb Electric commercial. Do you want to be our special guest to share your views with the public? God, what a brave keyboard warrior Sean Fluharty is. The WVU Flu. Think about this. Here's a guy. And again, he is a delegate. He represents citizens of Ohio County in Charleston. I want you to think about this. On this morning, with these miserable road conditions, with the terrible snow that we've had, roughly 6 inches, according to James Zuzak, the new sheriff of Belmont County, Sean Fluharty could have been spending his morning, in fact, overnight and his morning, reaching out to the West Virginia Department of Transportation, Division of Highways in this district to see what the hell they were doing regarding clearing our roads, making sure all the trucks were out, all the plow trucks were out, that they had enough salt, that they had whatever, to make sure that everyone was being taken care of. He is a delegate representing this region in Charleston. State government. But instead of doing anything like that, he's on Facebook being a brave keyboard warrior, showing his absolute ignorance of the broadcasting business. He literally, honest to God, wrote this. Do you think Channel 9 is making money off of showing school closures? Even in the conspiracy of playground you live in, this doesn't make sense. Actually, it makes all the sense in the world. Why do you think they're sponsored, Sean? You can't be that clueless. You can't be that clueless. And so when I challenge the keyboard warrior, and you can see it for yourself on David Delk's thread here on his post, 4 or 5 times, I reached out to Sean and posted, you want to come on? You want to talk about this? You want to anything? Here's your chance, brave keyboard warrior. Here's your chance to educate me about how the broadcasting business works. And the brave keyboard warrior responded, So yeah, Sean Fluharty is pretty tough when he is at a basketball game, possibly drinking way, way too much beer and screaming from the stands before he gets escorted out by armed security guards. And he's very brave also as a keyboard warrior. But he showed his absolute ignorance. He literally does not, I mean, can you imagine how dumb you have to be? And really, there's no other way to say this. I mean, he's got to be dumb. He literally does not know that TV stations make money off of showing school closings. He literally does not know that. And that might explain why he has not even responded to my four or five different posts now saying, hey, do you want to come on this morning? I've got some time now. You can share your views. You can teach me how broadcasting business works. Here's your chance, Sean. Or he could be instead talking with the Department of Transportation, Division of Highways, West Virginia, to see what the hell's going on in his district and what's really going on in the northern panhandle to see if the state is doing a good job of clearing our roads in West Virginia. But instead, he's on Facebook. Brave, brave keyboard warrior. Very, very brave keyboard warrior. But as soon as I challenge him, not even a reply. Not even a reply. You can almost hear him shrivel up. Like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? The WVU flu. That is actually how he presents himself on Twitter. He's the WVU flu. Can't say that I disagree with him. Can't say that at all. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Oh, by the way, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right here. The River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. And I do want to thank all of the untold scores and scores and scores and scores and scores of people who listen to my show using the River Network app. The company that owns us, it's locally owned, which is great, which means I got the freedom to say anything I want to say. They have this app, the River Network app. They've got lots and lots of other things as well, but this River Network app has all of their radio stations, AM, FM, you name it. And they monitor each show to see how many listeners are using the app for each show on each station. And I must tell you, and it actually does surprise me, but I'm thrilled by this. We are kicking ass. This modest, humble, unassuming show that's on only 2 hours a day, live 3 days a week, is killing it on Facebook.